Heute ist der vorletzte Tag beim Internationalen Journalismusfestival in Perugia und ich habe hier an der Fontana Maggiore die britische Journalistin, Mentorin und Entdeckerin Hannah Ayala getroffen. Sie hat das Netzwerk Via Black Journals gegründet, das sich zum Ziel gesetzt hat, eine diversere Berichterstattung in den britischen Medien zu fördern und über das wir bereits bei deiner Korrespondentin berichtet haben. Now I switch into English and welcome Hannah here. Hannah, it's really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your time. And maybe first of all, would you introduce yourself to our audience a little bit?
Absolutely. So I am Hannah Ayala. I am a British Nigerian journalist, reporter, and I'm the founder of We Are Black Journals.
So 5 years ago, you founded We Are Black Journals. Now, what has happened since then, and what are the biggest success of your network?
Oh gosh, so much has happened since then. Initially, we started it as a way to celebrate and connect Black journalists working in British media and beyond. So through sending the message out and doing research before that, to found that there wasn't a physical place to celebrate and connect us, I took it upon myself, and it was great to see the massive influx of Black journalists joining us, looking forward to them, to the events that we have, networking and speaking amongst each other. Because when our events happen, like our very recent event with the Financial Times, for many Black journalists, that's the first time that they've been in a room with so many other Black journalists. A lot of them, because of the workplaces that they go to, don't even think that they exist. So that was a key number one thing for us. And another incredible thing that's happened, especially in regards to the connections, is the reputable organizations that we've collaborated with, from Financial Times, as I mentioned, to Marie Claire, to Bloomberg, to the BBC, and to Pink News. Essentially, it's bridging that gap where Black journalists feel like they don't have access or connections or the tools or the knowledge to get in there. And it's just having us all on a very neutral field, that you are not beneath just because there's not many of you in this industry. So it's been a remarkable 5 years.
And do you feel that there were also like changes in the industry, how Black journalists were seen by them, like with your work?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very nice to know that I don't know every Black journalist that works in the UK. Before, I felt like I used to. But we are in so many different places. We're not the same. We are not a monolith. You can find Black journalists in science, tech, fashion, sport, current affairs, Black journalists who are speaking German, French, Spanish, everywhere. We exist in so many different areas. And it's so beautiful to see that being celebrated and to see that being normalized, to show people that are not Black, that we are just like any other journalist and we have the exact same, if not very amazing, capabilities to do our jobs.
Why, for you, really short, is it so important to have a network like that?
It's so important because it's not just for us to remind ourselves of that visibility that we have and the power that we have, but it's for the Black journalists to be. It's those that aspire to be in that industry but feel a little bit discouraged because they don't know how many people that look like them are there. It's to show them that I'm here and so can you. And it's also to show organizations that we exist, because we find a lot of very senior executive people that have no idea where to find Black journalists. So what do? They go with a shortcut. I want to talk about Africa, but I know this French man that can tell me. And it's like, no. You can actually find a Black journalist to talk about Africa. Let's stop being lazy. Let's find a directory. So I guess that's what We Are Black Journalists also works as well. Yeah.
Let's talk about Africa, because before we met, you had just participated as a speaker on a panel about the media landscape on the African continent. And we all know calls for decolonization in journalism and against the stereotypes that, and narratives we have often have constantly grown louder over the years. What do you think are the most important developments in journalism in Africa, and what should the European audience absolutely know about it?
The most important developments is the very unique and hardworking storytelling that many African journalists do. We are literally on the ground. We are in the heart of those protests. We are speaking to people in high places. We're going into communities. And the reason why that storytelling is so impactful is because we look like a lot of these people. So there's no bias. You know, the answers and the narratives are authentic. There's no questioning about it. And we're very well researched because we have already had the time to immerse ourselves in those environments. And we know it in and out better than anyone else could because we are from there. We are part of the mechanics and we relate to everyone that we speak to. So I would say for European journalists, it's also putting the trust in African journalists that we have that area of expertise. It will look a bit different. Of course, we have, you know, buildings like these very monumental buildings that we're looking at here in Perugia, but it just looks a little bit different. The streets look a little bit different. The architecture is different. And I think it's important that we step out of that Western lens and realize that different parts of the world are functioning very fine.
You yourself have spent a long time in Africa in 2019, is that right? In which countries did you stay and what was the most important learning for yourself?
Oh, excellent question. Since 2019, I've been to maybe just under 10 African countries. So I was in Ghana, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Nigeria, where I'm originally from, and spent quite a lot of my time. I was also in Ivory Coast, Togo, and Benin as well. So I would say the biggest takeaway is to embrace and fall in love with the different... I'll just start from the top. It's okay. One thing I definitely fell in love with during my time in the continent is just the versatility that exists, the thousands of languages, the different customs and beliefs that even me as an African, but only in one country out of the 54, is still learning. And it's such a refreshing experience. And it's honestly been one of the most incredible things I've ever done.
Now, during the panel, there were 5 speakers, but 4 of them were female journalists. Do you think especially African women journalists are becoming more and more emancipated?
Oh, 100%. And it's incredible to know that I can think of countless ones of them that exist in so many different areas, from politics to current affairs, to music, to sports. We are everywhere. And considering the fact that culturally, not just in Africa, but many other parts of the world, it is a cultural norm for women to be seen as inferior. So to see people, just women, breaking the mold and saying, whatever it says culturally doesn't affect me personally. Of course, I'm aware of things to be careful of as a woman, but I'm still going to go for what I do and I'm going to do it very well. And that's so inspiring.
Absolutely. You just said it, you grew up in London, but as a child of Nigerian parents, were you ever sad about that your parents made the decision to move to England?
I wasn't sad. I completely understand, because I think essentially, like many other, you know, people, second generation immigrants, parents were in that position where they thought, let's go for it or let's get out. I can't put everyone in the same box, but how my parents described it to me was, why not? Let's make more money. Let's grow a family and let's give them several opportunities. It doesn't mean anyone with a solely an African passport is lesser than or has lesser access to physical access in some places, so forth. But there's certain, you know, parts of the world that I wouldn't, let me do that again. It doesn't mean that it makes them lesser than because they have an African passport. Things just look a little bit different. I've met so many people that are thriving and doing incredible things on the continent. Don't have a desire to go to the West. For me, of course, I identify as British Nigerian. I'm a Black British Nigerian because I'm proud of all three identities because it shaped me to be who I am.
Cool. And what advice would you give today to young Black or maybe also immigrant journalists who want to advocate to more diverse reporting?
You've got this. You've absolutely got this. Believe in your story. Believe in what took you this far. You have the world at your fingertips. You can create stuff from your bedroom. I created the social media pages for We Are Black Journalists while sat in bed. I designed the logo, and now we have over 10,000 people following us globally. We've got hundreds of Black journalists within our networks. You are bigger than all of it, so don't ever think that you're smaller to achieve great things.
And finally, last but not least, What was the most exciting conversation or maybe also event you've had here in Perugia so far?
Oh my gosh, well, I think it's definitely this panel session of the African Renaissance. The fact that I think we might have been the only all-black panel in this entire festival. So empowering, so incredible, so many great points made. It was a safe space for me personally, being surrounded by people who look like me with, you know, similar background to me was really inspiring. And I'm just so happy to be here. And I'm excited for the future of celebrating Black and African journalists all over the world.
It was also really inspiring for me to talk with you. Thank you so much
Thank
for that
so
interview.
Much.
And I wish you a good time here.
Thank you.
For the last day in Perugia.